What's up, fam? It's Kenyo. I said fam because you're my family. I hope you're doing well. This podcast is the audio from a live stream that I did last week on Monday. Well, that I did. It doesn't have to be last week. It depends on when you listen to it. But basically, I started this thing on Mondays where I go live at noon. I missed it this week, but at least I'm giving you the podcast, and I'll do it. I'm going to start it up again next week. And the whole point is that anyone who jumps in the live, because I know a lot of artists and entrepreneurs, and it's not always possible to have meetings with everybody, but if I can find a way to work with different people, you know, in different ways, that's great. And if there's any questions that I can answer because it falls somewhere within my expertise, then I do that. And usually my expertise is just like simple motivation, like go do this thing or meet this person somehow, whatever. So that doesn't sound very enticing, but I promise you that it might help you out. Again, not very convincing, but either way, I hope you listen to this and it delivers you some value. Collab Hour, some of my do through Project Forward, and if you're interested, you know, this podcast is brought to you by Project Forward. Head over to projectforward.tv, and if you want to start in on the journey with us, it's $19 a month, or there's a whole bunch of free stuff for artists, entrepreneurs, and brands. So check it out, watch some of our videos, find Project Forward on YouTube, and find Go Live Kenyo on YouTube and Facebook and also Instagram. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Hope you're having a great week. Catch you next time. Yeah. Oh, cool. See, we can do it on boom. Go live with, so I can add people in on Instagram too. Let me see how this works out. So if you're not on Instagram, then I don't know how you're gonna know what I'm saying to people on Instagram, but I'll just go back and forth. King Kahari, what's up, man? How you guys doing? So the point of this whole live thing is for anyone who wants to collaborate with me. I figure I'm just going to make a space in my schedule every Monday. So I'm going live on Facebook and Instagram every Monday to just talk about stuff that's going on. So whatever you're working on, just hash it out. Even if you don't want me to work with it on you because you think you're good. That's cool. Just drop it. And at least that's what this 1 hour on Monday will be for. So, I know Kahari, you're working on some stuff. You just had your event yesterday, Afro Beats in San Antonio, which is pretty cool. If you don't really know much about me, which you might not, Kenyo, I'm a poet. If you're watching this, you know that at least because you're on my page. But you might not know that I have a media company called Project Forward. And so with that, I collaborate with artists and entrepreneurs. Thanks for the ones up, the thumbs up, Kahari. I collaborate with artists and entrepreneurs, and I want to do more of that because it's the most rewarding thing ever. And so, and it's fun. It helps me promote my poetry. And it makes use of, you know, all this business stuff that I've gotten into for basically the past, I'm 28 now, and I've been doing entrepreneurial things for, what does that say on Instagram? It says go live with, didn't I already gave him, oh, okay. All right. Mr. Composition, it says that. I don't know, wouldn't let you join or something like that. But me and Mr. Composition were just talking about something, you know, his event that he's got going on. But I've been doing the entrepreneurial thing since I was, I don't know, I guess you can say high school. But my earliest entrepreneurial memory is, I'm sure everyone has these little ones, but for me, they just stick out right now because I want to talk about that stuff. But I remember I used to like fix kids' toys in the neighborhood for like change. That was really fun. And then, yeah, but I think in high school, I started doing media stuff. Like I started a few blogs and stuff like that. And the whole point was to like try to sell advertising. And that was cool. That was a lot of fun. And then towards the end of high school, I started a couple websites. One was called Cujo.com. And it was like movie reviews. It was like everything. I didn't really have a focus, but I also, it was just fun. Like I learned how to build websites kind of early. And that one I built on Dreamweaver. If anyone remembers Dreamweaver I think it's still around, Adobe Dreamweaver. And then I had another project that I was working on called Thick Magazine, THIC Magazine. I'm super curious if any of these things are around at all in any shape or form. But that we had a ragtag team, and we were trying to we did like a raffle, even though we never put an issue out. I don't even know if we ever wrote a complete article. And what else did I do? I sold candy in school and stuff like that. My most successful thing after high school was I started a few blogs. I've had a few blogs, independent-blog.com. The blog that I did that did the most, I was able to eventually sell it. And that was cool. And that kind of, you know, that wet my beak. And, when I sold that blog, I immediately bought a MacBook Air, and I was like, I'm going to be able to do this again one more year. I'm going to start another. What's up? Okay. Kevin Prince, Mr. Composition, joined on Facebook. I wonder, is it going to let me in? Oh, oops. I don't know if it's going to let me invite you. I guess you can't do that on Facebook video. Well, we'll talk after this, or you can drop your stuff. Kevin Prince says Dreamweaver is still around. For those of you who aren't, that's on Facebook. I'm pretty sure it is. I'm sure it's around. I don't know who would really be using it. I mean, do people still make websites just from HTML? I haven't seen one of those around yet in a while. I mean, like a strictly. And every time I do, it's like some like old person like who hasn't found someone that they can pay to do their website. I'm not jumping back on Dreamweaver. I'm out of that. Now I love Squarespace. If I use anything to build a website, it's going to be Squarespace for now. Unless something else gets bigger. It's either going to be Squarespace. I haven't tried WordPress. I'm sure WordPress is dope. But Blogger. Squarespace and Blogger. I like things that come with templates. And I think that both of those give all the functionality I would need out of a website. Project Forward is built using Squarespace in concert with an OTT service from Vimeo. OTT is an abbreviation that I actually just barely learned what it stands for, and it stands for over the top. And there's and I guess it's just a bunch of services that use cloud things enable in order to work. So I guess it's, I don't know, but from what I've seen, it's like, so on the video side, the top OTTs are like Netflix, Hulu, Project Forward. Yeah. And things like that, those are considered OTTs. And then, but you can also have different categories of OTTs. So you can have like the communications one would be like Salesforce, which is a CRM. And so I guess it's any kind of thing that uses cloud. If you know more about OTT, jump in there. I just learned enough to be able to do what I want to do. So That's that. But anyway, this collab hour, yes, I want it to be more about you guys so I can figure out how to inject myself into your into your life, or maybe there's something that we can work on. And if you have any questions, too, I want to make it more about questions. I didn't say that too much when I posted about this. I threw it up in Instagram stories, and then I put it on the Project Forward Instagram. And then I mentioned it in the post I did last week. It doesn't seem like a lot of advertising, but it's how much I did. This video, when I put it out, this will be the main advertising. But anyway, I'm probably not going to stick in here for the full hour by myself, even though Mr. Composition is being dope and he's in here commenting on the Facebook. He just sent me a link, which I'm definitely going to look at. Oh my gosh. I thought it was going to be something helpful. Thank you, Mr. Composition. It was very helpful that, I'm just joking. But basically he said Squarespace. He's not a fan of Squarespace, which he's never used. So I don't know how he could not be a fan of Squarespace. It's super awesome. Yeah, but anyway, if you're watching this and you're obviously not watching it live, just head over to projectforward.tv, click the Idea Parties link, and then click either brand or creator for whatever you are, and fill that in, and then we can still keep talking, or just shoot me a message, a DM, if you want to collaborate on anything. Let's get that started. I purposefully did this at noon, because I know that people who are working, hustling during the day, like me, are also not at work, so that you're not at like a job or you can't get on the computer. So those of you at work still have your jobs. No, I'm just joking. I didn't do that. Plus, I don't know what time zone you're in. You might be in, I assume most of the people watching this would be in either San Antonio or Los Angeles, but maybe you're not. What's up, John? If you don't know, this is my collab hour. So if you have anything that you want to work on, as far as like business or art, this is the time where I'm talking about all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's what I made this live for. So I'm live on Instagram and I'm live on Facebook. John just joined in. He's a really cool photographer. See, I can just shout out what people do when they join in. There's one other person who joined called Tex Ambassadors. I don't remember who that is. I'm going to have to click on this page and get over there and see who that is. I don't remember who it is. But John, his Instagram handle is J0HNLEDEZ. Really cool photographer and just cool guy. And I met him because he came to one of my Go Live with Kimmel live shows. And I'm going to drop this little bit of nugget before I head out. I might not head out immediately, but I'm going to drop... two things. Number one, live events. I think live events are super cool and they're a great opportunity for collaboration. Live events to me are networking catalysts. Okay. No matter what your business is, I think live events are a cool way to do marketing. Now, Gary Vee has said a lot of stuff. And if you don't know who Gary Vee is, he's an internet social media guru. And he said that the number one advertising opportunity right now is Facebook. It's the most underpriced. I would almost, I'm going to agree with them just like on a straight thing, because I think events take skill. So if you don't have the skill to do events, but I think events can be very low cost and they can have a very high ROI. When you take someone's time, literally, and they're inside your space, I think the kind of engagement that you get there is pretty close to priceless. So events are pretty cool no matter what you're doing. If you have a blog, throw an event. If you have a podcast, throw an event. I just guarantee that if you're not seeing traction, the event will close the space between why your idea doesn't make any sense and, oh, okay, very cool, and your idea and the people. Because sometimes you have an idea, but it's not connected to the people. So John, going live is another good way to do that sometimes. John said, I'm working on some photos based on lights and signs. Do you know any cool spots in SA that I can check out? with cool signs. Spots in LA, Mr. Composition, he's on Facebook. If you know any spots in San Antonio, let me know. I'm going to try to think about it right now. I'm just going to list off my favorite spots in San Antonio. Oh, I just discovered a cool spot to take photos, but I haven't checked it out. Okay, so if you can find anything, there's a few places that you can get access to the freeway in San Antonio. I know there's one in between Colorado and I want to say it's the street before Colorado if you're heading away from downtown. I don't remember what it is. But there's like a few spots where you can get really close to the 10 interstate on San Antonio. And I think anything that gets the freeway in it as far as photography or video is really cool. I love it. It immediately just lets people know that you want that extra step when it comes to production value. I think it's very cool. Other places where you might be able to see cool signs. Let me see. You said cool signs and lights. There's a really good view from Hay Street Bridge, which I'm sure you know, super basic. If you go up to the parking garage, the top floor of San Antonio Public Library, it's a really good space to be able to capture the city behind you. I'm just going to plug this in if you don't mind, because I think it's probably going to short out on me and die in a couple seconds. Other cool places. Oops. Okay, Mr. Composition, Kevin Prince also said downtown by the parking garage that changes colors. He said that is a really cool place. The parking garage, there's also an under the freeway on Houston Street. That's the under the freeway where the colors change. The Riverwalk is cool. Walk the full Riverwalk. There's so many cool places there. Also, the waterfall place where we went to shoot the video that changes colors. We shot a video from Mr. Composition that he hasn't put out yet, music video, but he shot it in one really cool location. It's on the Riverwalk, so if you just walk down the Riverwalk, you'll find it. It was somewhere about in between Martin Street and towards downtown from Martin Street. So if you go check that out, I hope that helped, John. Let me know. Let me know if any of that helped or if that was kind of what you were saying when it comes to cool spots, lights, and signs. Also, let me know where you've shot already, where you've already taken photos. That would be pretty cool. Yeah, but I think that's pretty cool. And then if you ever want, yeah, you're welcome. You're super duper welcome. And if you ever want, you know, a couple extra people out on a photo shoot or whatever, if you want help sharing the photos or anything, I'd love to put up a photo gallery of your photos when you're done on project4.tv. I got a blog there. And Mr. Composition also has a blog on dabtroll.com, but I'd definitely love to make a little gallery and throw that on there. On project4.tv, it'd be fun to share, get some link shares going on. That's how we build traffic, right, to our websites. We do link shares are super cool. Do you have a website or anything right now or anywhere where you put your photos other than your Instagram? Let me know if you do. That'd be super cool. And if you're watching this later and you have more ideas, I shouted out his Instagram before, so just jump on his Instagram, like his stuff, and comment and let him know. Mr. Composition's social media is Graffiti the Mind Sun. I'm going to type it in here, or you can see it. See, I also don't know how to spell graffiti. Thank you, spellcheck. 2 F's, 1 T, 1 I, the Mind Sun. Graffiti the Mind Sun. Graffiti the Mind Sun. All no spaces. So I typed that in there so you could see it. And you're welcome. Yeah. I love to collaborate. So that sounds like a solo project, though. So invite me to the gallery when it's up and send me some of the photos when they're up. If you want to. You don't have to send me the photos, of course. But no, you have to. You have to send me the photos. I've decided. Anyway, So yeah, if once again, this is the collab hour, and the whole point of it is to try to bridge the gap, maybe collaborate with you a little bit, get some Q&A if you have any questions about social media, websites. I can only talk about it from my experience, and then videos. I'll take some time to do a little cool announcement for me. This is an exciting day. I did just drop a new episode of the expansion tours with some footage from Japan on okay, cool, thanks. This is John said he'd love to keep me updated, and you know, I'm gonna make sure that I stay up to date with what he's doing too, because that's the whole point of this. Now that I know that John's hardcore, let me see, I might not be, oh, you know what, I want to click you right now. I'm gonna make sure that I'm following you when I get off of this. Because I was following a lot of people that I'm not following anymore. I slimmed down my followers to about 70. Actually, I slimmed it down to 50, but now I'm back up to 70 because of like different people I've met since then. And the purpose was of that, just because Instagram it's kind of weird and you don't really get to see the pictures of the people you're following. So I just wanted to make sure that at least I got to pick whose stuff I got to see. So I went all the way down. But anyway, as I engage with people, that's definitely an opportunity for me to go back and refollow them, you know? And then people who I don't engage with, maybe I didn't need to be following them. That's what I think. So, cool. Yeah, I just dropped a new episode of the expansion on Project Forward. That TV on the exclusive premium part for members, and that was pretty cool. I see there's a new subscriber. I'm not subscriber, new watcher. And so I just want to say, once again, the whole point of the collab hour is really stuff that you're working on. I want to try to focus on things that other people are working on. Any questions you might have, I'm trying to close it. I'm too dark to have lights behind me. It doesn't work out. Any stuff that you're working on, this is kind of like a little bit of a Q&A thing. I want to drop this. If you're working on websites, social media, or videos, let me know, or art, or poetry, anything like that, or events. I want to say that the time, attention, energy thing, it was really cool to put out some content behind that, the time, attention, energy stuff. And the whole thing, one thing that I'm saying a lot right now is the 80% kind of thing. I'm not going to call it the 80% rule because that's a little ostentatious, but 80%. And the whole thing behind that is just getting you to the end of your life without any regret. It's kind of funny to me. But I think that one way to be absolutely sure. Oh, yeah. See you later, John. Thank you so much for sticking around for a little bit and sharing some stuff about your photography. Once again, that's J0HNLEDEZ. Follow him, guys, on Instagram. Check him out. Collaborator for sure. See you later, John. Have a good one. But one way to for sure to not have any regret on anything is to make sure that you're putting out projects, right? I know that life can be super stressful sometimes, and I think sometimes the stress and the discomfort will keep us from doing things that we actually want to do, or will make us feel like we're boxed in. And that's a sure way. Chasing after your discomfort and trying to make yourself comfortable, the sure way to make sure that you get to the end of your life with regrets, you know, because it'll keep you from doing so, because you're not comfortable when you're growing. Growing is kind of uncomfortable. And I think whether it's, you know, asking a girl out or doing an event that you don't feel quite prepared for, or releasing some poetry, or even just writing the poem, or being in a place where you feel like you can write, you know, I'm just getting attacked by something. But anything that allowing yourself to get into a place where you're not able to do that, okay. He's also, John wanted to he's letting me know that he's also on Facebook at same handle, John0HNLEDEZ. That's his art page. Cool. So at John Ledez is his art page. Very cool. He's got a little long hair on me. Okay. Anyway. Let me say it simply like this. It's impossible to have regrets when you're doing what you believe is part of you. Like for me, I'm a poet, so there's no way that I'm gonna end up in 5 years saying I wrote too many poems. I shared too much poetry. And I think what's so cool about that is that lets me know, hey, that's what I should be doing with my time no matter what. Because guess what? You forget everything that isn't part of your identity. And you just don't pay attention to it. I don't know what I was doing 5 years ago. I really can't think of it, but I do know how much art I've put out. And time becomes irrelevant when we're doing what we want to do. So that's what the whole 80% thing is about. It's not anything special. It's not a guarantee of success. And I think that's kind of a misconception when it comes to art. There's a huge difference between art and business. There's ways to make your art more business successful, but and if you want to live off of it, I guess that's part of the goal. But when it comes to art, I think the goal first has to be the art. You know, I don't think it's a weird thing to think about making money from your art before you've done it for a duration of time. I wrote my first few poems in fifth grade and stuff like that, but I've been writing poetry seriously since about 18. And, you know, I can say I've probably written over 1,000 poems. I don't know. I have published out there just about, self-published, probably about 400 or something like that. So I think it's safe to say that I wrote over 1,000, maybe 2,000. I published my first book in 2012, started writing seriously in 2007, or 2008 or 2009, something like that. I wrote a few different things. And, you know, I didn't even really think about putting a book. I published on Tumblr a lot, and I'm sure I thought about putting a book out, but I guess I'm glad that I didn't. And I think sometimes when it comes to the art side of it, the creative side of it, and in business, sometimes the art is the purpose. When it comes to the purpose side of it, if you haven't been operating in the purpose or the art of what you're doing long enough, I think sometimes that takes, I think that has to take a little bit of preference over kind of making money from it and stuff like that. But either way, it's up to you. You know when you're ready. I'm not trying to discourage anyone. If you say you're ready for the book, you're ready for the book. Drop the book. It's pretty cool. But anyway, the most important thing is getting your art out there. So this has been Collab Hour. I think I'm going to change it to Collab 30 Minutes because an hour is a long time. But it has been pretty cool. I got to talk to John. Mr. Composition was in here. Kahari came through for a second and said, "What's up?" I'm going to keep this going every Monday. I don't want to leave too soon. This is also going to be eventually, you know, if I can get another device, I'll go on Twitter also. And then if I can get 3 more devices, I'll go on the the Project Forward accounts too. And I'll go live from those. And if you want to see more about scheduling and different ways I'm going to be doing these live ones and maybe different live workshops that I'll be doing and live workshops done by maybe other people. Right now it's just me. But definitely check out projectforward.tv and go to the projectforward.tv/rest. Actually, it might be on the front page. Let me see if I moved it to the front page. I think I put the workshops on the front page because I realized that a lot of you, when it comes to web design, this little web design tidbit, people don't always go through all the pages. No. It's not on the front page. We're going to change that right now. This is why I love Squarespace. This is how easy Squarespace is to edit. I'm going to put the workshops on the bottom of the front page. So if you want to see different workshops that are coming up, just go to projectforward.tv. Check that out. We do some live ones. Currently only in San Antonio and in every once in a blue moon. I'm trying to schedule one in San Marcos. Scheduled one in San Marcos a little while ago. Didn't work out. But one thing you'll realize about me pretty soon is I might set goals. If I don't get it the first time, I might quit because I might decide that it just wasn't a good idea. Or I might decide that, you know, I can spend my time in better ways. But usually, or on occasion when I think it's really worth it, I will keep chasing it no matter what. And San Marcos is a city close to San Antonio that I want to be able to do a lot of stuff in. And after San Marcos, Los Angeles is the next city that I want to have a really cool presence in for Project Forward and for myself. So cool. One thing I'd love to talk about more as far as on the Q&A thing is the time, attention, energy stuff, because I feel like balancing yourself, your identity, who you are with what you do is really fascinating. So the reason I want to talk, I don't know if I want to talk more about it, but I want to hear more about it, because I feel like you guys, I want to hear how you guys are balancing it. You know, those of you with jobs, how you balance it. Those of you who are full-time, how you balance it with, you know, monetizing whatever it is that you monetize. I'd love to hear more of that from you, because I see a lot of different people and doing it a lot of different ways, but I don't know exactly what it is that you're doing. It's taken me a long time to put the workshops on here, but that's because while it's noon, this is kind of my my 8 p.m. And I'm talking to you guys at the same time, too, but I've been up since midnight. I got plenty of sleep, though. So it's no biggie. Yes, and I'm not taking a nap or anything like that. I'm going to go right after this. I got a lot of cool stuff done this morning. I'm going to go hang out with Mr. Composition. But anyway, all right. We're going to get some cool work done and put some more stuff out. I thank you guys for tuning into this first ever collab hour. I'm going to go ahead and say that it was a smashing success. And I'm going to go ahead and do it again next week for sure. And make sure that maybe I'll find maybe I'll have like two guests with me or something like that next week, so that you can learn from this, even if you watch it later, and I can learn from some other people about how they balance their work and personal time. And I'm almost done adding the workshops to the front page. Boom. All right, so now workshops are on the front page of Project4.tv. Go check that out. I hope that you have a splendid day. And, yeah, I'll catch you next time. Thanks. Hello there. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that you come back to hear many more in the future. I did want to take a second to tell you about some new things I have cooking up. I'm doing workshops, and I'm talking about something very specific right now because I'm hoping that it will change somebody's life out there. And actually, I already have proof that it has, my life. And I'm getting good feedback from other people, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. The thing that I'm talking a lot about is time, attention, and energy. And all that how all that comes together so that you can just be you and live that balanced life that allows you to get what you like out of it. It's something that I'm learning a lot about, so it's more that I'm sharing my learning process. Anyway, in the meantime, here's a poem, one of many, from my poetry album, Acapella. I hope you enjoy it. It's on Bandcamp, a website for buying music. Check it out. Go to kinyo.bandcamp.com if you want to get the album. But here's this poem, one of many. I think someone knew I was afraid of taking over the world, so they made it easy to be quiet and keep things under wraps, which is good for me and you, because on quiet nights like this, I'm not afraid of the lights, of this long life to live, and the little bit of sun I'll see. In my almost 300,000 days, I'll sleep them all away. A dream never hurt anyone. I hope it stays easy and quiet, so we can continue dodging the fire. My, oh my, how the gun is getting hot. The bullets are lining up. My favorite places are known by everyone. I'm a sun, 1 in 7 billion, given my small slice. Are there other planets like this one? Other islands in space I can have all to myself? It's easy to be quiet here, dodging the bullets. The barrel is heating to red. The waves are set in motion. The people are getting louder. Why do they all think together? It's easy to be quiet, but these fools I share my quiet with are so loud and dumb.